You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
The National Rugby League clubs are all one weekend away from the season proper starting, and they'll all be in important trial action over the weekend. The traditional Charity Shield match-up between the St George Illawarra Dragons and South Sydney will be played in the New South Wales town of Mudgee. Elsewhere, the defending champion Roosters are playing against the Newcastle Knights in Gosford on Saturday evening. One man many fans are looking forward to seeing is Valentine Holmes. He tried to play in America's NFL last season but failed to secure a contract. Now the former Cronulla Sharks player is looking forward to trying his luck at fullback with the North Queensland Cowboys. And Holmes says the last pre-season hit-out against the Melbourne Storm is an important game.
This will be our last test before we start playing week in, week out, so I'm sure we're going to have a good team and get some. We need to get our combinations right and get some good shape on before we, you know, firstly start off against Bronx.
The best AFL players from Victoria will take on an All-Stars outfit, representing the other states in a state of origin for bushfire relief at Melbourne's Docklands Stadium. Collingwood ruckman Brodie Grundy was born in Adelaide, and he says his visit to Kangaroo Island in the aftermath of the bushfires was a powerful experience.
That was a holiday destination for our family, and to be able to get back there and experience what it's been like for the community over in Kangaroo Island was really significant, really sort of brought it to light. It's easy to be sitting in your comfortable TV lounge room and watch it, but until you're out there and you can, you know, taste the ash in the air and, you know, see the regrowth starting to come through, it's it really starts to bring it home.
The AFL has already donated $2.5 million for both immediate relief and community rebuilding projects. In the National Basketball League, the semi-finals begin on Friday night when the Perth Wildcats take on the Cairns Taipans in Game 1 of their best-of-three series. Then on Saturday night, the Sydney Kings will play Melbourne United in the first game of their series. For Sydney veteran Brad Newley, getting through to the grand final is the next step towards achieving a career-long dream. After starting his professional career with the Townsville Crocodiles, the 35-year-old had spells in Greece, Turkey, Spain and Lithuania before returning to Australia with the Kings. Newley was away from Australia for many years and now he's hoping to finally win a championship.
I was a foreigner to Australia. I was away for 10 years and set my family up over there and had a great career and went down, played in a lot of finals over there too, but never got that elusive championship, which is what I want to get here in Sydney.
And on Sunday in the WNBL, the Southside Flyers will play game one of their best of three grand final series against the University of Canberra Capitals. The T20 World Cup continues with four games over the weekend. Pakistan takes on England in a big clash in Canberra, and with some of the tournament big guns such as Australia and England already losing a match, it makes the lineup for the semi-finals extremely hard to pick. England batter Lauren Whitfield says the uncertainty is a good thing for fans and players alike.
I think it's fantastic. I think ideally what you want is, you know, both groups going into the last group games, not knowing who's going to go through and everybody fighting it out in that last group game. I think that's fantastic.
In other matches, South Africa plays Thailand, New Zealand meets Bangladesh, while India takes on Sri Lanka. John Baldock, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.